Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we'll hear a concert by the Jazzport Townsend Festival All-Star Big Band in this 2015 edition, directed by composer, arranger, and saxophonist Bob Menzer. He's perhaps best known as one of the founders and 20-year member of the Grammy Award-winning Yellow Jackets. He's also known for his own Grammy Award-winning Big Band and touring quartet. He honed his skills in Big Bands of Tito Puente, Buddy Rich, and the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Band. He has over 200 compositions to his credit. He's also a session player and a respected educator, teaching at the University of Southern California in L.A., and he's written many books used by jazz educators worldwide. Bob Menzer leads off this Jazzport Townsend concert with one of his compositions originally introduced by the Yellow Jackets. This version, arranged by Menzer for the Big Band and played by the Festival All-Star Big Band, begins with the rhythm section featuring Graham Dechter on guitar, Randy Halberstadt piano, Ben Wolf bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. This is called Run for Your Life. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Ben Wolf on the bass. Matt Wilson on the drums. Terrell Stafford on the trumpet. And Dana Stevens on the tenor saxophone. That was pretty good.
You're listening to a concert by the Festival All-Star Big Band from Jazzport Townsend 2015, the band directed by Bob Mincer, playing his compositions and arrangements, opening with Run for Your Life. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
Glad you're all here. Really thrilled to be here. This has been a wonderful week of conversation and improvisation and a really fantastic group of teachers, students, and I'm not sure who is teaching who. I know I learned an awful lot this week. And we're going to play next a piece called El Cabroeño, and the significance of the title is that this was the name of a club on Broadway, 146th Street, where I used to play with the Tito Puente Orchestra back in the early 70s. And it was a phenomenal scene. I mean, there'd be four, five, six bands playing on a given night and people having a great time and dancing. And so that's the inspiration for the song. This is El Cabroeño. Thank you. Steve Wilson on the alto saxophone. Sean Jones on the trumpet.
You're listening to a concert by the Festival All-Star Big Band, made up of members of the faculty of the Jazz Workshop at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. The band this year directed by Bob Mincer, composer, arranger, and also tenor saxophonist. The Festival All-Star Big Band concert is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, here's Bob Mincer.
Thank you. This next piece, if you would use your imagination a little bit. Just picture this scenario. James Brown is walking down Broadway. Count Basie's coming in the other direction. They meet. James Brown says, "Count Basie, man, I would love to write a tune with you." They recognize each other. There's a moment of mutual admiration, and they decide to actually write a tune together. This is what it might sound like. This is a piece called Home Basie. Thank you. How about a big round of applause for this fantastic band up here? Yeah. It's pretty good for an hour rehearsal, right? Yeah. Indeed. So, students of jazz, this is what you aspire to achieve. So this next piece is it's titled Original People. I did a big band CD, early 2000s, that kind of focused on the softer textural side of big band writing. One of the major inspirations being the music Gil Evans wrote for Miles Davis, and even before in the Claude Thornhill band. Of course, in the review in Downbeat magazine, it said, not loud enough. But be that as it may, we do what we think we should do, and that's enough. This piece actually was inspired by a visit to a casino in Mystic, Connecticut, the Foxwoods Casino. There's actually a wonderful museum, Native American museum there. The Pequot Indian tribe took a lot of this massive amount of money and invested in this wonderful museum. So it was very informative just to learn about the quest of Native Americans in that part of the country. And very sophisticated culture. They really knew how to work the land in a way that was very gentle and you know, kept the land sort of regenerating, and there was a lot to be learned there. I learned an awful lot. Anyway, so I heard this music and fashioned this piece. This is called Original People. Thank you. So that was Jay Thomas on the tenor saxophone. And Jiggs Wiggum on the trombone.
You're listening to the Festival All-Star Big Band from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, the band directed this year by Bob Mincer, playing his compositions and arrangements. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Bob Mincer.
We got time for one more? You want to hear one more? All right. So, this is a long one, actually. This is back in 1980, Mel Lewis called me and asked if I wanted to arrange some Herbie Hancock music for a live recording the band was going to do in Montreux. And I think I had a couple of weeks to do this, and it was really the first time ever in my life the crunch was on. And but sometimes when you're really moving, you come up with some things you might not normally come up with. Anyway, this is a great Herbie Hancock piece. It will feature a bunch of guys in the band. This is Eye of the Hurricane. Thank you.
Bob Minzer's arrangement of Herbie Hancock's tune Eye of the Hurricane, conducted by Bob Minzer and played by the Jazz Port Townsend Festival All-Star Big Band, recorded at the 2015 festival in late July. I think it's worth mentioning, too, all of the members of this band, great band. The sax section included Steve Wilson, Bill Ramsey, Jay Thomas, Dana Stevens, and Gary Smullyan. In the trumpets, Andy Omdahl, Sean Jones, Terrell Stafford, and Thomas Marriott. In the trombones, Jigs Wiggum, David Marriott Jr., Gary Schutz, and Greg Schroeder. And the rhythm section, Graham Dechter guitar, Randy Halberstadt piano, Ben Wolf on bass, and featured there at the end, Matt Wilson on drums. That's the Festival All-Star Big Band, made up of faculty members of Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend and Jazz Workshop. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. Special thanks to Rick Chin and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound and assistance with recording this concert. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this is a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Taking a look at the jazz calendar for today, some items we'd like to mention. The Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Tula's, great big band music. Nearly Dan plays at 5 at the Marine View Church in Tacoma. Pete Chrisley will be guest with Danny Kolke Trio at Boxley's at 6 in North Bend. And Wayne Horvitz's Some Places Are Forever Afternoon is being performed at 6 at White Center Fieldhouse as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. And also one of the major events of the Earshot Jazz Festival tonight at Benaroya Hall when the Wayne Shorter Quartet takes the stage at 8 o'clock. Monday night, there's a celebration of Milt Kleeb's 83 years as a composer-arranger when members of the Rams Kleeb Band will perform at the Majestic Theater in Bellingham at 7:30. Milt Kleeb was 96 when he died a little over a week ago. He was active as a composer and arranger and saxophonist all his life. In an article in Earshot magazine written by Peter Monahan, Peter wrote, "A good arranger is a rare commodity, and that has afforded Kleeb plenty of opportunities during his time in the area. For example, he's done a lot of arranging for movie soundtracks, working with big names like Elmer Bernstein. And best of all," says Jay Thomas, "Milt Kleeb wrote distinct parts for each player, rather than relying on unison playing. The results," he said, "include colorful voicing and engaging playing for every member." In notes for the Milt Kleeb Dectet recording, I wrote, "Milt Kleeb is a prime example of everything I admire in a composer and arranger, especially his voicings and his hip counter melodies and variations that sound as spontaneous as improvised solos." Here's some music from the Milt Kleeb Dectet with Bill Ramsey on alto and Milt Kleeb on baritone sax, this one featuring Bill Ramsey on alto, a beautiful piece by Milt Kleeb titled Sequence. Thank you. couple of nice examples of arranging by Milt Kleeb. Milt Kleeb passed a little over a week ago at the age of 96. There's a celebration of Milt Kleeb's 83 years as composer-arranger this evening with members of the Rams Kleeb Band and the Milt Kleeb Dactet will gather at the Majestic Theater in Bellingham to perform at 7:30 tonight. The two tunes that we heard, the first one from Milt Kleeb Dactet, titled Sequence, featuring Bill Ramsey on alto, Jay Thomas on trumpet, and Dan Marcus on trombone. And this last one, a nice counter melody, composed by Milt Kleeb to Cole Porter's Everything I Love. And that featured Bill Ramsey on alto again. My name's Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest this afternoon. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. A